You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Fourth hour. Time is flying today. Don't forget, we are under a tornado watch. And according to the chart in here that Dana's created, that means be wary. Warning means grab your knees. So we are under
a
tornado watch.
That has been so helpful over the years. You know it has been.
We're under a tornado watch.
Like the fields or like the arrows on a football field.
Yes. Also very helpful, Sam.
That watch covers the entire metro until 10 p.m. tonight.
Oh, it's almost like when you're making tacos. It's like you've got all the ingredients. Mm-hmm. That's a watch. And then a completed taco is a warning.
But is it a sandwich?
No. See,
Dan, that's what you're going with, Dan?
That just makes me way more confused. And they both start with W. And so I just wrote it down in here. And now every time I look up, I go, okay, it's a watch. You know, just we need to be aware.
Mm-hmm. Weather aware.
Weather aware. All right. Just, I'm glad you're sitting down, Scott, for this next story.
Okay.
I clicked on it. I went right down the rabbit hole of the clickbait. The Kansas City Star has posted 60 nature-inspired, quote, air names that'll take your child's breath away. And you might be wondering, as I did, what is an air name? Mm-hmm. It is exactly as it sounds. People have now started naming their children after different terms that signify air.
Wind?
Blow?
Derecho?
Air names have been in high demand.
Tornado?
Ever since Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott named their second child Air.
Twister?
Zephyr.
Is a little boy. It is spelled A-I-R-E. It was an unusual choice considering the name Air has not been in the top 1,000 names for any year of birth since 1900.
Gust.
You're in the right wheelhouse. But at the same time, some parents don't want to be a copycat, so they are looking for other air names and things that mean air, breath, wind, or breeze.
Water spout.
If they want something a little more unique.
It's more water.
If that sounds like you, then don't worry. We've got exactly what you're looking for, and they have compiled the ultimate list of air names with their meanings.
Okay.
I'll give you a few. Aria.
Okay.
That to me signifies music more than air, but mm-hmm. Aria comes in at number 50. Followed by Ilma.
Ooh. Ilma?
Ilma, which means
have to do with
air or sky. Okay. I'm not going to read all 50 of 48.
Thank you.
Is anal? Anil? It is of Sanskrit origin.
How's it spelled?
It is the Sanskrit word for air or wind.
Let's try anal.
It's not.
I'm going to go with anal. For the love of God.
It doesn't mean wind. Aloft is on the list, as in the hotel.
Waft?
Ilmari. I'm just going to skip to the top 10.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Fujin comes in at number one.
What does Japanese that one have to do with air?
Origin, and it means heavenly wind.
Wow.
I still like a null.
Had one of those last night.
Followed by Chimera, Boreas, Aeolian, which is sort of spelled.
We got it.
Yep. Followed by Keanu. Of Hawaiian origin, means cool breeze over the mountains, Keanu Reeves.
Did not know that. By the way, he's a remarkable human being.
Oh, I love him so much. Followed by number seven, K's, Sepharina, Winden, W-Y-N-D-E-N.
Where's Fart on this list?
And Saba comes in at number 10.
A mighty wind.
Saba, by the way, means morning breeze.
That one stinks.
We've all had that. I like Zephyr.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. That one's unique.
I also like Keanu.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that
one. Yeah, but you can't really go Keanu. I'm sorry. You can't. I mean, that name is taken by one person. It would be like naming your daughter Cher
or
Madonna. Amen.
Where was Storm on that list?
That is a great name. In fact, I feel like if you have a son and you name him Storm and he doesn't play football.
He better be a linebacker.
Yeah, he better be. Yeah.
Was there a Storm or was it a Stone guy that was in broadcasting years ago?
That would be Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips, that's it.
Of Dateline fame. And that's
I'm Alex Stone.
Darling chiseled jaw of his.
He had the hair and the chiseled jaw.
Oh, he looked like Adonis, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
was
little
a stud.
Chin dimple. What do you call the chin dimple, by the way?
Chin dimple?
No, there's a word for it.
Dana, because I have nothing else to do, I'm going to look it up
that's
for you.
That's actually true. You say that sarcastically like someone who would say, because I got nothing else to do.
Oh,
you actually don't have anything. No, I don't like the word butt chin.
Cleft.
No, cleft.
Cleft.
What is wrong with you?
I've heard people call it that, and I don't like it. John Travolta had a cleft.
Yeah, turn the volume up on your headphones. Cleft chin.
I love it. Love the cleft chin. There are your air names. There you go.
Off the rails. Leavenworth native. Will perform at the first NWSL championship game played in her own backyard.
Yes!
Grammy Award winner Melissa Etheridge will sing the national anthem at the NWSL championship at CPKC Stadium.
Well, now we have to go.
Etheridge is a known supporter of Kansas City sports and even penned a piece called Chiefs Are Going to the Super Bowl.
Love it.
The NWSL championship will take place here in Kansas City November 23rd at 7 p.m. Oof, why not play that during the day when it might be a little bit warmer?
Okay, do you remember the other day we had the young woman on who attempted badly and failed greatly at singing the national anthem during like one of the third party candidate debates?
Presidential debates on C-SPAN 2.
Dropped a bunch of F-bombs.
Four times.
I was Francis Scott Key is rolling over in his grave. I was talking to someone about this the other night, and I go, oh my gosh, did you hear the botched national anthem? And he goes, yeah, the Chiefs-Raiders game? And I go, no. No, it's a woman, and like it's horrible, and she spews all of this profanity, and like it's awful.
Somebody script the anthem in
Vegas?
Oh
my gosh, we have literally the next day, we are on this show talking about national anthem political girl spewing F-bombs and can't reach the notes. And just the day before, during the Chiefs-Raiders game, apparently someone named Mickey Thomas butchered the anthem. And do they not play that anymore? Live on television, like live when you're watching a football game?
Sometimes they will. It depends, you know, if the broadcasters are on the air and they don't see it coming, you know, they're usually facing a camera and things are going on in the background. But I think they usually, and it's not for political correctness purposes, they would just have to stop. It would be disrespectful to continue broadcasting, so they use that as a commercial break.
So I'm going to be honest. You might not know the name, but you know who this is. And I have not heard this. I just heard from someone. I was trying to tell the story about the girl. And they go, Mickey Thomas was the lead vocalist of the smash hit 80s rock band Starship.
Yeah. Also known as Jefferson Airplane in the 60s and 70s.
Well, apparently that airplane took a dive bomb at center field. Can we hear it, Sam, at some point?
It's not bad.
Do
you want me to play the whole thing?
Is it just sort of not great?
And before you play it, audience, don't think we're being disrespectful or unpatriotic, but if it's not something we can make fun of, I'm not going to listen to the whole thing. Because we're not at a sporting event. What?
It's getting worse.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
All right.
It's getting
worse.
They were
talking about this on the news, Scott.
This is 46 seconds in.
Okay.
You are, and you kind of double back.
That was the end, and he went for the refrain.
Now he has no idea where he is.
Know where he is. Do they not give you the words to it?
Now we're back here again.
Don't take us back to the Rockets' red glare.
That, okay. That was, I don't
so he got
like
lost.
That.
I know, I don't either. But he got lost, was a little out of tune, but got lost.
He was out of tune.
I think very few people can go out there, know exactly in the moment who they are, how to do it, what to do. And with the delay and all of the things in your ear, Scott, mm-hmm. and you are so good at that national anthem, like Janeral Wilson, friend of the program, who sure. sings that and also sings God Bless America.
He's a gift from the heavens.
It brings you to your knees. Mm-hmm. He would be one I would say, like, I don't feel like you need to take the words out there with you. But I feel like for everybody else, why would you not take the lyrics with you? Because you think you know the words. We've all sang that song 1,000 times, sang along or all those things. But until you get out there and you are on the 50-yard line and they point to you, go, no, you're live. She goes, can I start over?
No, you're live.
You're live.
Not a great look to bring the words out with you.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing.
On a little card?
For the artist, it would be embarrassing.
Also,
it would be more embarrassing than that, circling back around to the Rockets' red glare?
I know a lot of people hate it, and I'm not a huge fan of it either, with the home of the Chiefs thing, but did you hear how loud that was in Allegiant Stadium?
It was 50-50.
That was the only thing I was going to point out. I'm not a fan of home of the Chiefs because I think it's disrespectful. Having said that, and I know a lot of you are screaming at your radios in your car right now, it was amazing to hear how many people in that stadium screamed out Chiefs. In a Raiders stadium.
Even the commentators were saying this is 50% red.
Game,
yes.
913-586-7798. When we get back, we have a yard dispute up in Minnesota. Didn't go well. If you're looking to dine out tonight at Applebee's, good luck. There's only 2 left open after a number of them shuttered their doors overnight. And a well-known grocery store chain here in Kansas City getting rid of self-checkout. 913-586-7798 when we return. So let's take you to Minneapolis for just a moment. The Minneapolis police chief is admitting that his department failed to protect one of the city's residents who has long feared for his safety. That man, Davis Maturi, was hospitalized with a gunshot wound allegedly shot by his neighbor after months of escalating encounters and calls to police ended in gunfire last week. Now the city's police department, Minneapolis Police Department, is under scrutiny for their response and how long it took to make an arrest. While Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara acknowledges his department's shortcomings, he also spoke defiantly on the public's outcry that officers should have done something sooner. Maturi, that's the man who was shot, is a Minneapolis resident. He has taken many videos of his neighbor, John Sawchak, since late 2023. He's called police at least 19 times, detailing threats and harassment. Last week, police say that escalated to gunfire. Maturi says the bullet went down through my neck and then all the way back to my spine. Chief O'Hara says his department has been trying to arrest Sawchak for at least 6 months, and officers have been surveilling him constantly since arrest warrants were issued for last Wednesday's shooting of Maturi.
When was the last time you heard it? Yes.
Just read the quote from the chief here. Quote, we failed this victim.
Yes.
100%.
When was the last time you heard a police department not only say we failed, but we failed a specific victim in a specific case?
I can't recall.
100%. I can never recall it.
No.
Ever.
But here's what I don't understand. And listen, before we get accused of being anti-police, you'll find no show in this city more pro-police than Dana and Parks. We've done charity events for police departments and organizations. But if they have been trying, according to the chief, to get him for the last 6 months, have surveilled him, quote, constantly.
Knowing there are weapons in the house and he's a nut.
At some point, he has to go grocery shopping or get gas or buy cigarettes. Can we not, if you're surveilling him, why not secure him as soon as he gets into his car? He has to either pull over or take off. There's only 2 options.
I don't know the answer to that, but I would refer back to the chief's statement that we have failed this resident completely. I have a question. How long do you let something like that go on with all of those 911 calls where you are in fear of your life and your safety and your neighbors taking videos and acting a fool and all of those things? How long do you let that go on before you just move? Now people would say, why should I have to move?
That's exactly right.
He's the terrorist next door, but he was terrorizing this homeowner.
He was certainly harassing him. And I mean, again, back to my question, did he never leave his home? Based on his mugshot, he's had a couple of meals recently.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying he's not rail thin. I don't understand how you can't surround the house, protected, of course, ducked behind your cars, etc., and just say, it's time to come out, Mr. Sawchak. The game is over. The jig is up.
I think what they were saying in the beginning is we were trying to get him services. We were trying to get him help. We were trying to get him away from the guns. And I said this to Scott during the break. I go, so wait, we have a known lunatic terrorizing a neighbor who has access to weapons, and even then they didn't go in?
I wouldn't even go in. I would just wait outside.
Or at least wait for him to come out.
Wait for him to surrender, because after he shot his neighbor, he surrendered relatively quickly. He knew the game was over.
Well, now they had a probable cause to go in.
I would have just waited him out. Cut the water, cut the electricity, and wait him out.
He was doing yard work outside of his home when it happened.
By the way, Sawchak faces several charges, including attempted murder, stalking, and harassment. It's an outcome after a cautious approach that Maturi says should have come much sooner. He says of the police department, you have the body armor, you have professional training. If you're saying you're scared, what does that do for me?
Repeatedly, the victim told the police department about terrorist threats from the neighbor, including pointing and brandishing weapons. Since the couple purchased their home in September of 2023, they have contacted police multiple times, as you said, to report Sawchak for a menu of dangerous behaviors. Their complaints included charges of vandalism, property destruction, harassment, threats of physical harm while spewing racist slurs, according to court records. The victim who was shot in his front yard, Scott, is black. Sawchak is white. This is from the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Does that have anything to do with the story?
Well, they were telling police along the way of all of the harassment, he has come out and spewed racist threats.
Okay, all right.
Physical threats and vandalism and all of these things.
913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie. The third, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Dana,
yes.
Your prayers have been answered.
Yes, please.
One of the country's biggest supermarket chains is reversing course. Hy-Vee.
Ha!
Happens to be, full disclosure, a client of mine and of KMBZ.
Did you tell them?
I did not. Hy-Vee confirmed it is getting rid of or changing its self-checkout lanes. Hy-Vee is very popular in the Midwest and in the South. The company says some of its stores have eliminated self-checkout lines, while others have converted self-checkout to express lanes for 12 items or fewer. Company spokesperson said Hy-Vee is trying to provide a better customer experience, so it is bringing back traditional checkout lines that the supermarket offered before the pandemic. Hy-Vee is not alone. Target says it also plans to limit self-checkout lines starting in March of next year, and Walmart has removed self-checkout at some of its stores already.
Walmart has been doing it at its highest theft stores, as you can imagine. People are doing what's called skip scanning, where they hover it by and go boop,
beep,
and then put it in the bag.
Beep.
But I tell you what, it's one of my favorite things at the old Aldi. They put in self-checkout like, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it is so much better just scanning and loading my bags to carry out immediately instead of having to have them scan everything, walk over, and then load the bags like you did before.
Why don't you? Here's what I do when I go to the grocery store, because I'm not a huge fan of self-checkout. I would prefer
for one or two items. I don't want you to want 12.
No.
If I'm running in to get Advil, that's it. I can stomach it for just something like that.
But my preference is always to have the human interaction with somebody. Hey, how you doing? And, you know, put my items on the belt. But I always tell them I'll bag my own groceries. What?
I got you. I can bag.
See, and they don't move fast enough for me.
For the record, I can bag.
You bag a mean
I used to work for Food groceries. For Less in Leavenworth and in Lawrence.
Okay.
Bragger.
When you talk about the human interaction, do you know that I still get that even when I do self-checkout?
That's
because it never works and there's always something wrong with it. That little light goes off and then my blood pressure starts to spike. And then a young girl, and I'm very nice to the people who work there because it's not their corporate policy that have put all of us in this situation. Mm-hmm. A very nice girl came over and said, here, let me swipe. Let me help you. You know, if you just do this and this, these things can be tricky. And I wanted to say to her, you know why I don't know that? Because I don't work here.
You don't say that to some young lady.
I said I wanted to say it,
but
I didn't because I value the worker who has nothing to do with the ridiculous corporate policy that they're not only not going to have checkout people, but then they're going to hire people to stand there and stare at you while you're trying to do it when it doesn't work, to then come over and just do what they should have been doing from the get-go.
But in my recent experience, if I go to the non-self-checkout lane, particularly at one big box store that happens to have a blue logo, it seems like they move slower than Speedy the Sloth in Zootopia.
Wow.
Well,
that was a good reference.
A very specific reference.
Boop.
I'm thrilled. I told you this would be a colossal disaster, not only because for law-abiding citizens, it just ticks us off, and for ne'er-do-wells, it makes it very easy to skip scan and walk right on out with whatever you want to walk out with.
You guys don't bag for the person who's scanning your groceries?
Do you want me to be honest?
Well, I prefer that to a lie.
I cannot.
I know where this is going.
I cannot remember.
The last time I walked into a grocery store.
I cannot remember the last time I went grocery shopping. I don't have a date for you on that. It's been a significant amount of time.
Well, I can tell you when it was. Pre-pandemic.
Probably.
You switched over to Instacart. During the pandemic.
Now, if I have to run and pick up a prescription, like every once in a while, there's something that I will go in and get. But for the most part, I Instacart all day long.
If I go in for
three times a month, I bet.
If I go in for a gallon of milk, I'm coming out with $25 worth of stuff.
Uh-huh. Not when you Instacart.
See, I buy the same exact groceries every single
week. I do too, Sam. You just push a button. And it goes, brrr. Want the same stuff? Yep.
Yeah, but I don't want to tip the people, so I do it myself.
I tip very well. In fact, one of the Instacart shoppers the other day said, "Are you that Dana?" It said that in the like notes, and I said, "Pardon me?"
Is that a good thing or that could be a bad thing?
I don't
too.
Know. What do you mean?
Yeah. Do you like that Dana or not?
You're going to rub cayenne pepper all over my bags? She was so lovely. She and her mom listen all the time.
Well, that's nice.
And I am a huge tipper. Like they automatically, I think, have you tip like 16%, and then I always kick in an extra like $5.
Groceries are too expensive as they are. I'm good.
So, do you Instacart?
No.
You go into the store.
I don't think it's substantially more expensive, Sam.
That's not cheaper.
It is definitely substantially more expensive.
And you know, they won't let at a lot of the stores where they do have self-checkout, they have signs up there, at least on some of the stores that I've been into, that will say, no Instacart allowed.
Yeah, because you've got five orders for five different people.
You have to go through a line.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, if there's somebody, you have to go through a person is behind the counter line.
Right, but do you know who is better at the whole scanning and all the items and they know exactly how to weigh the bananas? Is the Instacarter. They do it all the time. They know exactly how to get in quick.
But to your point, they don't go up with one or five items.
Usually
they go up with 50 items because they're filling out.
So Sam, you said it was too expensive and I understand.
Well, it's definitely at least 16% more expensive.
It is somewhat more expensive. I've never compared, but this is the way I look at it at my mature age. My time is worth more to me than roaming around and listening to, you know, Adele through really bad speakers trying to figure out what to make for dinner when I can be home watching the World Series and just not have to do that. I always looked at it like a gigantic chore, and you love going to the store.
I love going
to the
store.
Some people love going to the store. I hate shopping in almost all of its forms.
I'm also crazy OCD, so it takes me 24 minutes to drive to the store, get my shopping done, and drive home.
And see, the other thing for me, like, shameless
plug. You could also pick it up, Sam.
Shameless plug, the Hy-Vee over here in Shawnee has the greatest meat department I've ever seen in my life. The one over here in Mission is really good, too. But I'll see something in the meat department. This is why I can't Instacart. Tell me if you're the same way, Sam. I'll see something there, and I've never even heard of it, but it looks really good, and I'll say, I'd like some of that. How do you cook it? Because I don't know. And I'm sure the Instacart person's not going to know.
But the meat guy knows.
He does. 350, 20 minutes.
You know what else knows?
Hmm.
Google.
Google. I was just going to say the same thing.
Is that a new invention?
Just came out last year.
You don't even have Spotify. To type it in. You can actually just audio ask, you know, what do I do with my meat? It will tell you.
Sam and I know.
Really?
What? I thought you were talking about burgers.
Maybe a nice steak? Yeah. Pot roast?
I don't know if we're going to have time, Sam. I don't know.
Well, top round.
Yeah. Anyway, so Hy-Vee is getting rid of its self-checkout, and apparently Target is too. Walmart already has. And
now, don't forget that this will bring more jobs back to the grocery industry.
That is true.
Because they're going to have to start hiring people.
That is true.
Boop.
Okay. Today is National Text Your Ex Day. I think I'm going to take a hard pass on that.
Why would that be a day?
I don't know.
Because they have to have a day for everything.
I don't think we have to have a day for that.
It's also National Candy Corn Day, the worst candy in America.
You watch it.
It says it was invented back in the 1800s when candy was considered punishment.
That sounds about right.
Oh my God.
Go to break.
No. It's made from corn syrup, marshmallows, and food coloring.
Never said it was
and
good.
And it says here, and evidently despair.
And red dye. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
That is a biased report.
About 35 million pounds of candy corn are produced every year. What? 35 million pounds of pure, utter crap.
The only thing worse is Peeps.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, Peeps are disgusting.
It says 35 million pounds of candy corn are produced every year, but it's hard to say how much of it's actually eaten.
For sure not.
Whoever wrote this.
Wrote that.
Somebody who does not like candy corn. Wow. Somebody says, I don't mind going to the store, but I will not go if I have to take my kids.
Oh, God.
Now, if you have kids, you want to talk about punishment. I can absolutely understand the call up early, have them bag it for you, and bring it out to your car.
I took all four of them to Walmart once. Prized Island, remember? I left crying. I just left the basket with all of the food in it.
Where were the kids? Did you leave them, too?
I did take them with me.
You thought about
leaving. But I just was having a bad day, and I was like, why did I think I could pull this off? With four kids under the age of seven, or whatever, however old they were. Like, that's on me. Because you can't. We can do a lot of things. We can multitask a lot of different ways. You can't take four kids under the age of six into a grocery store. Maybe that's why I'm still traumatized. So I don't like to go in.
And sweet Henry Winkler, who joined us on the show not too long ago, is 79 today.
So lovely.
79.
Huge Chiefs fan.
Kevin Pollak is 67. A Few Good Men, if you're not familiar.
Of Big Slick fame.
That's right. You know, I participated in the very first Big Slick. The very first.
Yeah.
They used to.
And they never asked you back.
It was a wiffle ball game. No. And they needed, like, two local radio people, and they got me and Johnny Dare. And I had just watched, I'm embarrassed to say this, I had just watched A Few Good Men that morning.
Yep.
Get to the game, and I sit on the bench, and Kevin Pollak is sitting right next to me.
Nicest guy.
I had no idea.
Nicest guy.
And I just sat down. I was like, oh, my God, I just watched you in A Few Good Men 3 hours ago. And he goes, is it a good movie? And I go, it's an excellent movie. It's one of my faves.
What a great response.
You think people just go around screaming at him, you can't handle the truth?
Well, no, because he screamed that at Tom Cruise.
I know, but, like, I would still yell at that. I, you know, not to make it awkward, but I'd be like, how are you doing? It's so nice to meet you. You can't handle the truth!
My gosh.
And I'm like, he's never heard that before, right?
913-586-7798 on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.